So, here we come. January 8, 1948, the case was set, nearly 2 years since she had gone to the registrar office at OU. Amos Hall, Thurgood Marshall, and your mother walk up the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court building. Does she talk about that to you?
My dad at the time was living in Rhode Island, and Mom was staying in Chickasha, but she would go visit from time to time. And she happened to be in Rhode Island when Thurgood sent a telegram saying that they got the date, was going to the Supreme Court. She called and asked him if she could attend, and he said absolutely. So she was there that day. That was a day that made the lifelong impression on her, because to come from Chickasha when this thing first started and now to end up in front of the Supreme Court was just unbelievable. It had a huge impact on her.
As I understand it, each side, the state and your mother's side, each given an hour. And we're very aware of, is this your dog?
Yes.
What's your dog's name?
Princess.
Princess is trying to get in on this conversation. Thurgood Marshall was hardly interrupted by the judges, and the Oklahoma state attorneys were interrupted many, many times, which revealed their frustration by the judges and the tone of their voice.
I can't remember her talking about how the case was presented, but she said that she could determine from the questioning that the state was not winning the case. She thought that from the time she heard their arguments, that Thurgood's case was so logical that they were not going to rule against her. But she had seen it happen before and was quite anxious to figure out how this thing was going to turn out. But she talked about being with Thurgood and the lawyers. She went to the practice session at Howard University the night before the case was presented. She said to be around all those lawyers who were testing strategies on how to present the case, she said that was a phenomenal experience for her to witness that in preparation for this case. I don't think very many people know that, but it was an awesome experience, she said, that night before.
Then it took 4 days after the hearing before the court issued its ruling, so those had to be four agonizing days.
Yeah, but as it turns out, pretty quickly in terms of the Supreme Court, how they work, that was very swift. She went back to Rhode Island after the case was presented, and she was with my dad up in Rhode Island when the decision was made.
A one-page order that she was entitled to secure legal education afforded by a state institution. The court ordered that Oklahoma provide for the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and provide it as soon as it does for applicants of any other group.
Which would seem to suggest that if anybody is going to law school, then everybody's going to law school. So she was quite excited at the decision and immediately caught a plane back to Oklahoma. There was a photograph of my mom at the airport being greeted by my grandmother. My grandmother was wearing this mink coat, and Mom was so happy. And even on the plane, she said, people knew who she was. And that's another thing. By this time, she is one of the most recognized African-American women in America. I mean, everybody knew who she was. She wasn't an actress. She wasn't a singer. But her photograph was in Look magazine, Time magazine, every major newspaper across the country. So when she got on the plane, everybody there knew who she was. And when they got to Oklahoma City and getting ready to get off, the crowd of reporters were all out there taking pictures and everything. She's fully expecting she's fixing to go to law school. And that's when Roscoe Dungee told her to be careful with what she says because there might be some problems.
Well, Thurgood Marshall was happy, of course, but he was restrained because he said the battle was not over until she had actually enrolled, and he told her to return immediately and prepare to enroll. And then, as you've said, newspapers, of course, across the country were carrying all this. The New York Times, quote, a move of startling suddenness. Washington Post quoted Oklahoma's Chancellor of Higher Education, Dr. Nash, as saying that the state would, of course, obey the ruling. The newspaper Daily Oklahoman conducted a poll resulting in 82% of the law school were ready to welcome her to their classes.